This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, hour number three. We do 3 hours every night. And you can join us in studio at 855-450-FREE. Tonight we have myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Pope Indigent of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Also known as?
Rich Paul.
There we go. And I wanted to tell you about ForkFest. Did you miss ForkFest 2018? You may have never even heard of ForkFest 2018. You forked up. We want to make sure you know about ForkFest 2019. Start planning now to attend ForkFest 2019 and join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 13th until June 18th for ForkFest 2019 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of another popular camping party in the woods, and you're invited to come and create whatever experience you'd like others to have. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no one in charge, so it's up to you to create what happens, or you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. For more information and to connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or ForkFest forum, visit forkfest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And, man, I hope I can get away for at least a day or two to get up there. It's the problem of owning one's own business.
It's shaping up to be...
Have you considered just shutting down for a week?
It's hard to do that, though.
It's hard to do that, but, you know, it's... Everybody's got to have some downtime.
I hear 2 days off a week.
Right, but 2 days off a week started happening after we've been in business for 3 years where we were open 6 days a week.
Yeah, and I heard Colleen had to twist your arm into it, too.
Well, I mean, anything else you said, I would say, oh, give me some money, I'll take care of that for you. But ForkFest, no. Or ForkFest, no. I'm going to be there. I ain't missing it for the world.
It's a good time, and the neat thing about it, and this was what I've always liked about other events, libertarian-minded, you will be presented with ideas that you will not hear anyone else, and I don't care if you're... If you're coming at the world from the left, if you're coming at the world from the right, if you're a diehard Democrat, diehard Republican, I think if you will open your eyes and open your mind, there's some things out there. There's more than just two choices in this world. It's not just Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah, ForkFest to me, it reminds me of what ParkFest once was, in that. ForkFest has become more centrally controlled, and ForkFest is a lot more open.
Yes.
You can do just about anything that is an initiating force there, and we're going to leave you alone. We're going to just let you do it. Don't irritate the property owner, but other than that, it's all good.
By the way, I heard there's a rumor. I don't know how true it is, because with ForkFest, it's decentralized, so nobody's in charge of anything, so we don't really always know what
exactly... Just talk to the boss.
Everything that's going on.
There is no boss, right.
But everybody's the boss of their own selves and their own campsite and what they want to do there. I heard a rumor that the Big Gay Dance Party, which was originally scheduled to come back, this was one of the biggest features, the most popular, the most fun parts of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, until it stopped when Buzz retired from throwing it.
Yeah.
I think in 2015 was her last year. I heard a rumor that it was scheduled for ForkFest, but it may be moving to ForkFest.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, I like that idea because, you know, there's something to be said for a family-friendly ForkFest, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I want families to be able to come in here, and including Christian families and families that are socially conservative. I want them to be able to come up here and go to ForkFest and have a good time. But I also want people who want more of an adult experience, who want to see Porks Gone Wild, to I want them to come up to Forkfest, mm-hmm. and I want them to have a good old time too. And there are some people that will really enjoy both environments if we do it that way. So this doesn't have to be a contention. This isn't a war. This isn't an either or. And if it's presented as a choice, it's a false choice.
Agreed. And the idea of I just love the idea of a competitor. You know, I like to see multiple events, and I like to see them competing for the same vacation time. And I think, you know, for me, a decentralized event, something where there is nobody in charge, that has a lot of appeal. And for a lot of you out there, well, that sounds pretty anarchistic.
There's also illustration of how capitalism allows both competition and cooperation, because Forkfest is actually a sponsor of Porkfest, although for some reason that isn't reflected on the Porkfest site right now. I think that's just a technical thing.
I wasn't going to talk about it tonight, but I can't let you say something that's no longer true. That is no longer true.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
I'm very disappointed to hear that.
I was contacted after it was true for over a month. The Porkfest logo was on the porkfest.com website.
Yep.
And it mysteriously disappeared a couple of days ago, and I reached out to find out, hey, what's going on? What happened to the logo? Johnson brought it to my attention. I didn't know it was gone. He said, hey, did you know the Porkfest logo that he designed is gone from the website? And so I looked into it, because I was the person who did the sponsorship, but it could have been anybody who did the sponsorship, because, again, it's decentralized. And I don't want to hash out all the details on it here, but let's just say somebody within the Free State Project pulled the plug on that sponsorship. They decided they didn't want the money, if it comes from Ian Freeman.
Wow. Oh.
Well, I wonder if they would take it from Rich Paul.
Good question. I actually asked that question in response to the email that I received from Jason Sorens about this earlier today, who's the founder of the Free State Project. I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
Interesting.
Oh, that is so disappointing.
Yeah, it is.
I wasn't planning on bringing it up tonight, but since you said that, I didn't want you to...
Yeah, I probably would have kept that comment to myself had
I known. It's disappointing to me, too. Yeah, like, I didn't want to see that happen.
Right.
Yeah. That is disappointing. The disappointing thing about it is that there are some people, and to some extent this is a tempest in a teapot, especially if it's just an Ian thing, although it is disappointing, because, but what bothers me is there are people who have chosen not to move to New Hampshire because they've seen the Free State Project as this big bad thing because of their treatment of Ian. And the thing is, I always say, well, come anyway. I never interact directly with the Free State Project except at Porkfest. And sooner or later, they may ban me from Porkfest. I don't care. I'll still go to Forkfest.
Right.
And I'll still be in New Hampshire doing my thing. Yep. Because even if they hate me, their existence here benefits me.
Sure.
So I have... I didn't decide to become a political activist because I wanted people to love me. God.
That wasn't it.
Wow. Well, how misguided would you think somebody was to become an activist for that reason?
I think we have a president who's very much guided by that thought. Not as an activist, but as the idea that people will love me. He talks about that a lot.
Well, and some people do.
They do.
I'm not one of them.
I'm not either. But you know what I did find interesting? And what I love when governments finally realize the folly of their ways. When
really?
The silliness even becomes apparent to them. And this time it happens in Arizona, where they are close to abolishing an absurd licensing law that requires 1,000 hours of training to blow dry hair.
Wow.
You might hurt somebody with that blow dryer. I mean, it could get really hot.
I'm looking at a picture here of these two gentlemen. It looks like they're in a, they're in a salon of some sort, but they're brandishing their blow dryers almost as if they were weapons.
This could be dangerous. Do they have a license for that?
Now, if your hourly rate is $15 an hour, that's demanding $15,000 worth of your time. Seriously?
It is insanity, but
plus
hey.
Plus whatever you paid for the training. Good Lord.
That is what we have Let's come to expect it. From government. We're going to talk about that
Bring
shortly.
Out the guillotine.
855-450-FREE. We're going to talk a little bit about occupational licensing laws.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The Free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or hit us up on Discord, discord.lrn.fm. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a decent mic, and a little bit of software loaded on your smartphone or on your laptop, and you will sound like you are here in the studio with us. And the us in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And we've been talking about, I think we should continue with this discussion briefly.
Yeah, well,
we didn't even start it.
Yeah.
You know, I was reflecting on the Free State Project as an organization and over the break, and I was thinking, you know, the Free State Project and the Libertarian Party to some extent fits into this category. Is an organization where it's kind of like your dumb friend, where you like him, but he's kind of dumb, and sometimes he just says and does inexplicably stupid things.
Okay.
But you still like the guy, and you feel kind of bad for him. And, you know, he is out there, like, sweeping up his little corner of the world and doing something useful, so you can't say he's a waste of skin.
Right.
You know, he's just, you know, your dumb friend. And you tolerate him for his foibles, and, you know, if he gets in his way, you go around him, because he's dumb.
Yeah.
And so, I still love the Free State Project, I still love the Libertarian Party, but both of them give me facepalm moments sometimes, and this is one of them. This is like, the whole treatment of Ian has reminded it. I mean, it's the same kind of feeling I had when I looked up from the Ron Paul 2008 campaign and said, oh, the Libertarian Party had a convention. They nominated who? Bob Barr? Oh, my God, why didn't I pay attention?
Speaking of facepalm moments.
Yeah,
it was a big one. And I don't know, to me, it's another reason I love the idea of decentralization, that you really do need to, we have to break this idea that any organization, whether it's you know, Libertarian Party or the Free State Project Board of Directors or political parties, can absolutely direct the movements of lots of different people or represent their ideals. And that just doesn't happen. And our government doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Governments in general cannot do that.
Yeah. And we also have to keep in mind that imperfect organizations can deliver beneficial results if they're operating in a limited capacity. Like, right. I still want the Free State Project to continue to exist and continue to bring people to New Hampshire, and I will continue my attempts to bring people to New Hampshire in my own right.
That. Yep. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And I really want, you know, if somebody sends me, you know, $500 or $1,000 to set it up, I want to start a new project, and I want to call it the Live Free or Die Project. Okay? And this is what the Live Free or Die Project would be. It's a bunch of New Hampshire residents asking libertarians who are libertarians, asking libertarians from all over the country to come and help us preserve our liberty. This is not an invasion from without. This is an invitation from within.
Right.
You know, and let it operate in the same state as the Free State Project, because what we do will benefit them and what they do will benefit us. But I think we need a separate exodus into New Hampshire besides the Free State Project.
I agree completely. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tom from Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Good to hear you again, brother.
Hi, Tom. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, on my mind tonight is this Julian Assange. He has spent a lot of time in exile, in self-imposed exile, and now they're arresting him or giving him up because the U.S. government wants them to. What are your thoughts on this?
About Assange?
Yeah.
He's a hero, I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy has done so much for, as you were saying earlier, Rich, truth and getting the word out about what these, not just the U.S. government, but governments all around the planet are doing and how corrupt they are. I mean, he's probably one of the most effective journalists in our history.
Yeah, I would I would agree. I put him right up there with Bernstein and who was the other one? I should know his name. Who exposed Nixon?
Woodward.
Woodward and Bernstein. Woodward and Bernstein. That's like Simon and Garfunkel. See, that's, you know, those are names that should be remembered through history.
They will be. They will be. And I would agree with that. What I particularly appreciate is that they, WikiLeaks has been, you know, vilified and nearly sainted by the Democrats. And then you flip a couple years forward, and it's the Republicans who are touting how great they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they pointed out the silliness and the insanity that goes under both political parties here in the U.S.
I posted a meme today that showed the issues one by one and how for each issue, for each truth that Wikipedia exposed,
right. There's
one party saying, throw him in jail, and there's another party saying, yay, because, you know, the truth has been divided between the parties. That's why neither of them has the right answer.
Absolutely.
The Libertarian Party puts the truth back together, or the Libertarian philosophy, I would say.
They're all killers, liars, and thieves, and Assange, as you just said, as you just portrayed, has violated both sides because they are all killers, liars, and thieves. Excellent.
So true.
Thank now, you do you believe?
Thanks for your call.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That's okay. I will say that I believe that the truth be known, the Democrats and the Republicans are run by the same people. I believe they form a single cartel. I believe that's closely guarded knowledge,
I think
they do.
I think the word you're looking for is oligarchy. I think that's what we've lived in for probably most of our lives. There is a group of people that are very wealthy and that can pull the strings. And they can get
elected. They've effectively bought both sides.
Right, and one of my favorites is Bill Hicks's bit about when a new president is elected, he's taken into a small room. He is shown an angle of Dealey Plaza in Dallas that he's never seen before. It's a film from 1963, and he's never seen this angle, and they let him watch it, and then they say, okay, do you have any questions?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they, you know, took a, if that happened, or even if they took Trump into a room and said, if you step outside the borders we prescribe, this is what's going to happen to your daughters, you know?
Maybe that's why
I think there's
so
a reason that single people never get elected president. It's hard. You don't have as much leverage against them.
You could be right. We're going to try to get into some silly laws when we return. Do you need to be licensed to blow dry hair? That's the question. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, sits in a jail in London at this hour after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. Assange under arrest after Ecuador withdraws its protection, the Justice Department here in the U.S. immediately charging him with helping former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning break into a Pentagon computer. Here's President Trump.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange. That will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
In other news, former Obama White House counsel Greg Craig indicted on charges of making false statements and concealing information in a federal foreign lobbying investigation that intersected with the Russia probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got some time left if you'd like to join our conversation. We've been talking about Julian Assange. That's been the big news tonight. And a few other topics. We were just briefly discussing the pros and cons of heavily centralized, yes, of centralized organizations and how they struggle. They certainly struggle. And we see that at all levels. We see it in private organizations that are just trying to do a good thing in a single state, all the way up to governments and super governments like the United Nations, you know. It still means that there's going to be somebody in charge who's going to make calls, and those calls are not always going to be representative of everyone involved. In some cases, like you, as a citizen of the United States, most likely, though, our signal is heard all over the world, particularly not in the United States. You are not well represented, despite what you may have heard in civics class.
Yeah. Turns out taxation with representation ain't so great either.
Oh, my gosh.
I love, have we talked about the taxation is theft movement?
In New Hampshire, you mean?
In New Hampshire.
Dave Ridley called in about it, I don't know, about a week or so ago, it feels like now.
Yeah.
The what's happening is some of the state reps have been saying publicly that taxation is theft, I guess, in front of, like, the state house.
They've been saying it, I think, during the state house deliberations.
Yes.
And for those of you outside of our little world here in New Hampshire and outside of maybe outside of the Libertarian Party, it's been sort of a running libertarian ideal that taxation is theft. In other words, you don't have a choice. And if you don't have a choice in where your money goes and somebody else tells you where it's going to go through taxation, that's not providing for the good of society. That's theft. That's stealing.
It's probably more accurate to say that a taxpayer is a part-time slave, but it doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
Yeah, and you can also say extortion in there, too, because you are extorted to pay for things that you may not wish to. Yeah. Well, what happened here in New Hampshire was, you know, we have a fairly healthy libertarian population, but suddenly a lot of the Republicans have sort of glommed onto this phrase, too. So it's literally making headlines. Taxation is theft.
Are they? Wait,
now, well, we've got some of the good kind of rhinos, though. We've got rhinos who aren't really Democrats. They're really libertarians, and that's a good kind of.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to know is of these people who've been saying taxation is theft, how many of them are the actual libertarian state reps versus those who are the real Republicans?
I think if it were only the libertarian state reps, the, you know, sort of the closeted libertarian state reps, I don't think it would be a story. This is talked about at all, coming from all over the place, and
the Democrats are, I haven't seen the Democrats so pissed off since we took away their slaves. there's another thing where every time somebody says taxation is theft in the Capitol, and that's how I know it's during deliberations, because it's not open-ended, but every time someone says taxation is theft, there's a woman who's donating $5 to a liberal organization.
I heard about that. Yes. So, I heard there was a group of them that are...
Yeah. There's a vast email chain that's been evidently somebody leaked out.
So now what we need to do is start our own thing where every time a member of the House says taxation is theft, we'll donate $5 to their party.
Well, what I love about this whole idea is that the Democrats...
As long as they say it unironically. Yeah.
The Democrats, you know, in their response, they're like, no, we're going to show them. We're going to donate money to our causes, and we'll use this as a fundraiser. Well, I'm like, well, great. So what you're promoting is raising money to support causes voluntarily.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's almost libertarian.
Of course,
many of their causes probably want government to do things for
them. It would be a lot easier to pay taxes if you could, you know, click no on these funds can be used for the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's still a few that would get my... if I could pick and choose, a few would still get a couple bucks from me, a couple. We're going to go to the phones where we have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to say that a lady from Clovis, New Mexico, she ran over and killed a bicyclist here. And but the thing is that he's an Australian. So I'm talking to he's an Australian citizen that was visiting New Mexico, and he got killed riding a bicycle.
The bicyclist was an Australian. Okay, that's what I thought you were saying. Just wanted to be clear.
So not
the
killer. No, it did make them. Well, I mean, she's from New Mexico. What do you expect? That's how they write it.
Did she kill him in Australia or in New Mexico?
Or because he was Australian?
No, she killed him in New Mexico.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Did the Australian guy live, or did the Australian guy hit the guy? Wait,
it was an Australian guy who was the victim of somebody who... And it was just a car accident, right? It wasn't a murder. She didn't try to hit the guy.
Oh, we don't know that.
Well, she said she ran ran him over and killed him. Okay.
Well, I mean, she hit him from the back.
Mm-hmm.
But the bicycle, they get knocked off the bike and get scratched up. And it happens a lot. They get hit from the back. But she winded up killing him because she hit him so hard. The thing is, they're going to...
A lot of people like getting hit hard from the back.
If a car hits a motor hits a bicyclist, I'm going to bet on the car winning. And it's tragic that someone died, but I don't understand for the life of me what him being from Australia has to do with anything.
I think she's saying the cars don't kill people; Australians kill people
or kangaroos.
No, okay, I'm getting to this point is that, you know, they spent like our governor, like what, I don't know, they spent millions of dollars on tourism advertisement, and then they come here and they get killed by a car, and, you know, and they get crippled by
She's sad. She's just saddened by the fact that, you know, this gentleman was visiting, and you know, he had his life cut short by somebody who was driving. Now, we don't know what happened, as we have discussed with you on previous calls, Sarah. You know, you're very interested in traffic issues and things like
Obsessive.
That.
Obsessive.
Yeah. A little bit. And it's not a bad thing to be concerned with you know, other people and their well-being. So I can understand and appreciate where you're coming from. But the reality is accidents happen. And, you know, you put bicyclists nearby 2-ton or 1-ton speeding death machines, and inevitably somebody's going to end up dead at some point.
Absolutely.
It's tragic. But
yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, Sarah. Thank you for your
call. Going anywhere. I mean, I got news for you. As she's pointed out before, she's been watching this automated car thing develop with some level of excitement, but also trepidation because, you know, we all know that the, you know, if Windows crashes or whatever while this thing's driving around, what's going to, or whatever operating system they're going to run.
Or Skynet.
What happens? Well,
what's worse is what happens if a whole bunch of them fail at the same time.
Yeah. And so that's a legitimate concern. But either way, as long as people have to move from point A to point B and we don't have teleporters, there's going to be cars, and that means accidents.
There will always be accidents, and it's sad.
There is no risk-free life, though. I mean, there are a lot of risks to not having transportation, also like starving to death.
Sure.
Yep. Not being able to trade, having a lower standard of living. So, you know, a lot of people die working. And a lot of people, that's not a result of capitalism or of anything else. It's just when you do useful things, it involves moving large things around. Large things will kill you.
And even if all that fails, life itself is terminal. It all comes to an end at some point, whether you want it to or not.
So I say live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse.
Nicely said.
If you ever had one.
There you go. 855-450-FREE.
If you ever had a corpse?
A good-looking one.
Okay. Really? A good-looking one, that's what he said.
Some things can't be rehabilitated.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Final minutes of our show tonight, but we still have a little bit of time. Do you want to call in?
Oh, my God. I can't believe how fast that went.
I know, when you're having fun. Something about that, right?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. You can try to get in. But I wanted to say thank you, honestly, thank you to Lynette, who is a gold amplifier. Amplifiers are people who help support the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and we use that money to go get more radio stations. That doesn't benefit us directly. What it does is help get the message of liberty in more ears. The more stations we have, the better it is. So Lynette has basically pledged to give $10 a month, which is pretty cool. If you want to find out more, you can find out more at AMP. freetalklive.com.
Thanks, Lynette.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, we appreciate it. So we try to do that every night. We try to find some amplifier and just personally thank you, and I really appreciate it. We are going to go to the phones.
Which, by the way, is opt-in for that. So when you join the AMP program, by default, you're not on that list. But if you would like to be included on the list of people that we say thank you to, then you can just, there's a couple fields that you can fill out in your profile.
Thanks for clarifying that, because I actually was going to ask about that one night. No, like, we're just checking with these people before we out them, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. We call their boss at home, too.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a real privacy nut, you don't even have to give over any identifiable information. Like, normally with, like, a credit card, you have to say who you are, right? But if you do Bitcoin, if you do a Bitcoin contribution over at amp.freetalklive.com, you can use a throwaway email address and, you know, don't.
That's
put
not a privacy in. Coin, though. Do you take Zencash or do you take Monero?
Not at this time.
Okay.
It would take a lot of money to add those as an option. Basically, it's custom programming that has to be done to accept these things through the AMP program and kind of tie it all in together. And we hardly ever get Bitcoin contributions, so it is not really worth the time or money to actually hire a programmer to do any of that stuff.
And like anything else.
And that's nice. It indicates people aren't afraid to know that they're supporting the program. I'm glad of that.
Yeah, right. And for a lot of people who will come up against that, well, you know, Bitcoin was supposed to provide, you know, 100% privacy and security. And
no, it wasn't.
It's Well, exactly. The first answer is no, it wasn't. Second of all, half of that stuff is your responsibility. And if you want a transaction to be really, really secure, then there are ways with Bitcoin to do it. There are ways that are difficult to jump through, a lot of hoops and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, people for years on darknet marketplaces, thousands upon probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of transactions occurred using Bitcoin.
Right.
So there are ways to kind of obscure yourself on the Bitcoin blockchain. So when you open up a Bitcoin wallet for the first time ever and you don't tell anybody that you've opened up a Bitcoin wallet, well, then nobody knows that you have that wallet. It
right.
exists.
Right.
It's public on the blockchain. But whose is it?
Right. And now with, you know, the idea that, and this was one of the improvements to Bitcoin, that every time you make a transaction, you're using a new address. It just becomes a whole lot of data for somebody to have to sort through to
it can
try
be
to
done.
Identify.
They do have forensic
they
Bitcoin
do.
People.
You can also, though, have multiple wallets.
You correct. Could.
And
yeah,
so, for example, and you can send money from one wallet you own to another wallet you own through a third wallet that you never use except that. So there are ways to make
it
secure. You just have to do it. There are coins that do it for you.
It takes some thinking. It takes some with Bitcoin. It takes some thinking and some planning.
Definitely. And there are costs associated. There are fees if you move things between wallets.
True.
Yeah, and there's some technologies that are always coming out, and that's what's great about open source projects. Bitcoin is an open source project. Nobody owns the code.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
which means
some,
it can be copied.
It can be copied.
It has been thousands of times.
Sure. Virtually, and we were talking about this in the last segment, that a lot of the coins that are out there are derivatives of Bitcoin's original code. But you also see these improvements. One wallet that I like for just for Bitcoin, because it doesn't support anything else, is Samurai Wallet. So Samurai supports something called Stonewall, which makes it appear that your transaction is part of a much larger group of transactions, which makes it much harder to identify who actually sent it. If there's a privacy
so it
wallet,
is that different from mixing?
It simulates mixing.
Okay.
It makes it look like things are mixed, and at some level, I think it does mix. But Samurai Wallet, if people are really interested in highly secure Bitcoin transactions, that's the one I would look at. Really, really good. That's Samurai Wallet, Samourai. And we're going to go to the phones.
That is a tough one to spell, isn't it?
Yes, they have to.
Thanks for spelling that. Yeah.
Samourai. com. SamuraiWallet.com.
You always want to make sure you get, just as an addendum here, you always want to make sure you get the URL of a crypto wallet correct. Or
right.
You're like, I went accidentally to an incorrect Monero website. Which
the Monero.org.
Yeah, I think it was Monero.org.
Get Monero is the actual
site. The actual one is
right.
Get Monero.
Yeah.
And it's designed to look just like the real McCoy. And
just put in your private keys here.
Yeah.
Just send to your wallet here.
Now,
yeah.
The claim to that on that website, when I looked it up after the fact, because I kind of figured it out as I was there, like, wait a minute, that's not the right URL.
Right.
And usually when you Google the name of the coin, Google will return you the correct first result, so that's a pretty safe way to know that you've gotten to the right way.
Well, it uses links, so it's going to return the result that's most linked to.
Right, right. So I hadn't Googled it. I thought I was going from memory, and I got it wrong.
Yeah.
And not good.
It happens.
Although I don't Google anything anymore. I dogpile things.
Very nice.
DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo things.
Right.
I'll DuckDuckGoose things, but I don't Google anything.
You've totally quit. You've given up Google.
Pretty much. It's set. There are a few things I use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there are.
What
I
about
like
on your
using.
Phone?
Not
you
on my phone. On my phone is still running Android,
mm-hmm.
so I'm still using using Google there, and I use Gmail, but I don't use their search engine, and I'm moving away from that.
Yeah, there are a lot of things you can do to protect your privacy, and it's difficult. It takes effort.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
easy way is always the insecure way. It's always the way that gives up the most of your privacy.
Well, the real way to preserve your privacy is, first of all, have your own email server.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, unless you're Hillary Clinton.
Cannot do that.
The average person can do that.
But
same way that an average person can have a furnace, even though they can't necessarily maintain it themselves.
Oh, they're not going to do that. You have to be like a Democratic presidential candidate to be able to run your own email server.
If you can't,
I do it.
If you cannot maintain your own email server, you're going to pay through the nose for some tech person to take care of that for you because, you know, machines, programs, systems, they break down.
Yep.
You know, they don't run forever, whether it be a software update issue where they break the software on an update or whether it be a piece of hardware in the machine just failing. You're going to have to pay.
The same is true of dishwashers, though. I mean, how often does your computer break down?
Well, there are a few, and that's what's coming about. Open source solutions where people have done sort of this instant click here to create an email server.
Yeah.
And it will do it on your home machine. So those things are starting to show up.
Mm. But email
which are
is
cool projects.
Email's open anyway throughout the entire transition, meaning after you send your email, it goes through a bunch of different hands, different computers across the internet, all completely plain text, right? Like there's no encryption.
Oh, yeah. There and certainly, be. But then again. The difference is you're not gathering it all in one place. The other thing is, if that's
important.
You mean
it's not being data mined if it's on your own server?
Exactly. If it's on, it's not being data mined in the same ways. It's much harder to data mine. You can never render anything completely secure. All you can do is increase the cost of breaching your security.
Sure.
And there's low-hanging fruit, and then there's...
Every locksmith will tell you that, right? Like, there's no lock that cannot be picked, cannot be defeated by a determined opponent.
Sure.
Right. So what you do is the 80-20 rule. I mean, you can get 80% of the benefit of securing your server by doing 20% of the work, and generally that's sufficient.
Well, the example of this when it comes to email that I always think of is room 641A, which is at 611 Folsom Street in San Francisco. That was the AT&T room that had all
spy
the,
room.
The spy room. Where,
one of many.
Yeah.
There was a whole other article about it, AT&T having a myriad of these around big cities in the United States.
Well, I mean, they're going to do that forever. For corporate interests, if not for government interests. I mean, you can't just trust people with your data.
God forbid. But that's all the time we have tonight. I want to thank you for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, where you'll hear even more interesting things that we could even come up with tonight. Thanks for joining us. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.